SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brenson. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to tip-off is on. Sweet 16 is set. We're breaking it down. Picks, props, sides, totals, everything else in between. We got NBA basketball, NHL hockey as well. And it's a big night in soccer tonight as well. Mexico yes. and the United States in Mexico. Canada, Costa Rica. In San Jose, Costa Rica, where I have actually been. I haven't been to a game there, but I've seen the stadium, beautiful stadium. And as expected, they take soccer very seriously in Costa Rica. And you know, Cam, no alcohol allowed in any stadium at a soccer match in Costa Rica because emotions are already running high enough. They don't want exactly. to pour. There's no booze allowed.
Yeah, when you're feeling stabby, too, and your team loses and you got alcohol fueled with rage. Yeah, it's actually, you know what? I'm going to say that's a good idea. The way they handle soccer, alcohol, there'd be more deaths. So I'm
made me not
that.
Go to the made me not go to the match, though. I was there. I wanted to go to a Costa Rican Premier League yeah. game. And I found out, yeah, Imrenzi, they don't serve beer there. I was like, what? They said, yeah, no, they used to. And they've decided it's better not to serve alcohol at these matches. Like, basically. People are already drunk when they show up, but, you know, so, yeah, it's going to be, nevertheless, going to be a hostile environment. Costa Rica need the points. Canada get 1 point. They make the World Cup for the first time since yep. 1986. It's the only time they ever made the World Cup, and it should be noted they did not score a goal in that World Cup that they made.
Exactly.
So them making the World Cup is kind of like Texas A&M Corpus Christi making the play-in tournament, the NCAA tournament, saying we made the NCAA tournament. You kind of did, but, you know, you lost on Tuesday in Dayton.
That's yeah. true.
But you still made it. You made it. It's further than you and I went in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. It's a good point.
I'm not taking a shot at them.
You know what? And even qualifying for the World Cup game, you still got to win enough games. So, you know what? I'm going to give it to them and say, hey, it's a success story. But this
No. 1986 was a success. They should be proud.
Yeah. Damn right they should. Things are different now. Like, I can't believe the run they're on. But if you look at Costa Rica, too, checking it out, they've been very hot lately, too. So it should be a good match.
Costa?
What'd I say? Costa? Yeah. Costa.
Yeah. Costa. Everyone calls. Costa, it's like Hawaii and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Basically, it really is producer. Costa. Yeah. I call it Costa. Costa. Where you going, Red? See, I'm going to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Yeah,
Costa. Nice. Costa. Yeah, yeah. Costa.
Okay.
Costa Rica.
Okay. Costa. Yeah, I say Costa. Yeah, Costa.
I gotta tell you one thing, man. When you're in Costa Rica, man, like you, it's like Jurassic Park. They filmed Jurassic Park there, right? So you're standing there in the mountains, and you look around, and I just started to wonder, man. You hear some real weird sounds that you don't hear in Hollywood, California, or in Manhattan. When you're in Costa Rica, like you're standing, Cam, it's all like
it's
bushy everywhere.
Stuff. Eating animals.
So you stand
yes.
there, you sort of hear this rattling. It's like Jurassic Park. And I'm just like, I think I'm going to step away a little further from this bush. I told you the correct. Story. Somebody came up there like, did you see a crazy monkey come by here? I'm like, crazy monkey? He was like, yeah. They're like, an angry monkey just escaped from a reserve across the street. Watch out for him. I'm like, okay. And then 10 minutes later, somebody said, yeah, watch out, man. There's a big snake hanging around here somewhere. I spent the rest of the trip indoors. I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going back inside. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. I am Renzi, King with a Cam Stewart. Drew Martin, SEC, is going to step up and in. Drew Martin bets, although he takes offense to the SEC. He goes, you know, I actually hate everybody in the SEC. Just Auburn.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe he wants to see Arkansas struggle tonight against Gonzaga. Interesting. Eric Musselman's a great coach. He's been around a while. He's had success in the tournament, as we've seen in the past. But, Cam, he's coached in 11 NCAA tournament games in his career. He's only lost once by more than 9 points.
I like impressive. That stat. Very.
Yeah, and it's funny because that's the number tonight, 10. Right? It was 9.5, but it's gone up. It's gone up to an even 10. And, you know, I was thinking, this Memphis gave Gonzaga all that they can handle. Put it this way, Cam, do you get the feeling that Gonzaga, like, you sort of think, you know, whenever you get these one seeds and, oh, they're the overwhelming favorite. I mean, they're like plus 240 and everyone else is, you know, 5-1 and more. So they're not, you know what I mean? They didn't blow Memphis out. We saw it in the West Coast Conference tournament. The Dons hung around with them. The Gales beat them earlier a couple of weeks ago. They hung around with them again. I think people keep waiting for some, like, switch to be flipped for Gonzaga. I don't know. They're going to blow somebody out. They might go all the way to the title without blowing people out, Cam. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean, like, I don't think they're head and shoulders above everybody. I think, you know, and I think they're going to meet their maker before. I don't think they're going to win the national championship.
I agree with you.
I don't think Arkansas have the full offensive firepower to get it done. I think they can put a scare at them. I think it's going to be a close game. You know, Cam, I look at this game and I think Gonzaga are going to be up. I think it's going to be one of those free throw sweatshops. Gonzaga will be up by 7 or 8, bro, with like 2-3 minutes left. And the kid on Arkansas will either hit a three at the end or he won't. It'll be one of those deals with the spread. I see it landing right around the number. But I lean on the Arkansas side of the number. Like Gonzaga by 7 or 8.
Yep. And I'll tell you something, Gonzaga, they proved in that Memphis game. Memphis was dominating them. They just have that pedigree at the end where they said, look, okay, now it's time to figure out and hit their shots. But I'm with you. Asking them to win by more than 10 points, that's a lot to ask. I'm leaning Arkansas.
True. Martin Betts next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we were telling you it was a big night of soccer coming up. We got Mexico and USA, Canada and Costa Rica. And Drew Martin Betts, I think he's been to that stadium, the Stadium Nacional, I believe it is, in San Jose. We'll get to that. But North Macedonia has knocked the Azzurri out of the World Cup.
Wow.
European champions Italy will miss the World Cup as the Azzurri were beaten 1-0 by North Macedonia. In Palermo, game just ended moments ago. And something tells me that these Italian fans will be even angrier than the Villanova or Michigan fans after the loss tonight, whoever loses. It's a different level of rage.
The Woodbridge after the show, Brad, see the destruction, the dangerous drive.
So let's bring in Drew Martin Betts right now. Sweet 16, Drew. And I was saying, yeah, Canada's in San Jose tonight. Canada, Costa Rica, and the Costa Ricans, their World Cup hopes are on the line. It's a massive game for them. They need the win. They're going for the win. Canada gets a point, one draw, and they qualify for the World Cup for the first time since 1986. How you doing, Drew Martin Betts? What's going on, Drew?
Gabe, Cam, always a pleasure, guys. And see, Gabe, yo conozco Stadium Nacional, San Jose, Costa Rica. Yes, I do know it. I've been there many times, buddy. It is a fun time. Those Costa Ricans get after it. I've actually been to a Bruno Mars concert there, a Justin Bieber concert, a Costa Rican soccer game there. It is a wild place.
Hold on. You had me right on Bruno Mars. I was like,
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber week on the show. We can't shake this guy.
I actually, please tell me you went because like a girl brought you there, Drew. Like, don't tell me like you're a Biebs fan.
Well, see, Gabe, I live down there. So like whenever somebody like that would come by, even if
like
I wasn't a big fan.
Like basically any concert. Yeah, any concert. Right. Yeah, exactly. It's a big deal.
Right, with like American speaking words.
I remember when I was there, they told me exactly like the Rolling Stones just went there or something, right? It was like a massive deal, but I was told, was it Metallica or Guns N' Roses? There was like a metal band kind. I think it was Guns N' Roses, actually. But no, I get it because, you know, it's not like every band's going to go there, right? So I get going to the show, the big event. Yeah, it's going to be a big event tonight.
Yeah, it will be, Gabe. It will be a lot of fun. You know, interestingly enough, you'll love the story there. I actually didn't have a ticket going in. They were like $100, which down there is like really expensive in Costa Rica. I just put on sunglasses and I gave the guy $100 and I was like, I'm here with Justin Bieber, and I was like a gringo down there, and he let me right in, dude. That, just right in the stadium.
So he just gave $100 bill and said, "I'm here with Justin Bieber." Bye.
Oh yeah. Actually, I might have said that wrong. The tickets were $100, so I gave the guy $20, and he just let me right in. He was just right on in. And also, interestingly enough, because Costa Ricans are kind of crazy, especially
you're a little high roller. You ripped them off.
Yes. No, you don't need $100 in Costa Rica. It's Central America, Cam. The beers are like 50 cents. But I will say this: they actually don't let you drink in the stadium, Stadium Nacional, for like
that's what I was saying. Games.
Yeah, because Costa Ricans get so crazy down there that they're like, yeah, no alcohol allowed. So it's gonna be a fun time though.
Yeah, no alcohol. Justin Bieber sounds like a great time.
I had a flask in my back pocket, but God. Hey, but what a sleeper night of soccer, boys, or football. Yeah. I mean, we got Costa Rica and Canada. Canada's got what, the best squad that they've maybe ever had, and then USA Mexico
by far.
In Mexico City. That's going to be a wild time too. What, USA's never actually won in Mexico City for like a competitive matchup, so they're up against it.
Yeah, I don't want to say this on tonight. The show, but I have a huge play on Mexico tonight.
Mexico win tonight. The Mexicans are angry.
Yes, desperate.
And for whatever reason, exactly, the U.S. is feeling they're rolling their B squad out. I'm surprised the number isn't higher, Cam, considering.
I know. I feel
like
I
how
feel
come, like the oddsmakers know soccer? Like, how come they don't know that? Hey, listen, the USA is like not even sending their best. And Mexico need this game. You saw, dude, they were losing and tying games. Like, people are not happy in Mexico. Heads are going to – and another place that you know, Drew. So, you know, like, what are they, the tricolors? They got to win tonight. They must beat the U.S. tonight, and they will. And you know what's crazy? You want to know how far Canada's come? Canada's favored in this game tonight.
That's dangerous.
Canada's favored on the road at Costa Rica. Costa Rica are +240. Canada are +135 in Costa Rica. And for the record, Alfonso Davies is not playing. Yeah, Alfonso Davies isn't there.
Last time they played,
this game's going to be a draw.
I agree. It's going to be a draw. That's the way I like the draw as well. I
think Mexico win.
No offense to our American friends, but Mexico, big play. They got to take care of business tonight. Big time.
There's no friends in sports betting.
Everyone's just anonymous. Yeah, country, who cares?
It's not the personal. Right.
It's,
it's
not the money. Yeah, it's about you. You are correct.
Would you ever bet against Canada?
I have before.
If I thought they were going to lose, yeah.
Okay. I have bet against Canada before. It's something I don't like. I don't think I'm good doing it, but I've done it before when you know they're going to lose at something. Yeah.
Okay.
You've done it, I don't do it often, but I've done it. You know?
Well, I'm just sort of thinking. Not too many times. Like, when was there really an opportunity? Like, I think I might have bet against the Canadian women's soccer team before. I'm just thinking, like, you don't know. You know what? I have. Yeah. You know, I've definitely done it.
I bet against them in curling. I've taken other countries.
But I've taken I've taken the other team plus the goals and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, look, I'm getting 2.5 against Canada, Sweden. But yeah, no, I'm not. There's no homerism in anything. And like, dude, it's money, Drew. Like, it's sports betting. You got to be an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like me with the Buffalo Bills. Like, if I don't like the Bills, I'll just tease them. That's how you know I don't like them. I'm like Pete Rose. Like, if I'm not like betting the Bill game, like, what are you doing the Bill game?
Or you'll put them in a money line parlay with their huge favorite. I mean, you don't think you have problems with them this week.
Or I do like I did with the Dodgers, Cam. Give me the Dodgers plus 3.5 runs. Make it safe.
Yeah, Drew, Morenci will put one of these Morenci parlays together. Can I get the Dodgers plus 2.5 with this and this? Like, it's just like.
Yeah, well, Drew, I know. I've been doing enough. I've been around long enough. I went to the game, the famous win game. It's 1-0, right? Oh, yeah. I lost the 1-0 bet, but I had a bunch of bets. Dodgers plus 2.5, Dodgers plus 3.5, and all these alternate run line parlays and stuff. And I still ended up winning money. Except the other day I went to a hockey game and I did 2.5 and it wasn't enough. I knew 3.5. I needed 3.5, Cam, to be safe.
And then they go into Colorado and win as the biggest dog on the board.
And I had him last night, Cam. And then, you know, and word of no lie, because I was all hammered, I went to the game. I literally had 10 times the amount on the game Saturday that I won last night. I got to laugh. I was like, yeah, that's good. I just got that back. I was like, yeah, minus 9 times. I did the math.
Yeah, you need 10 in a row to get it back.
A big win last night. All right, what are we doing here, Mr. SEC? You said, I hate everybody in the SEC. So what about Arkansas tonight? I brought this up earlier, Drew. Musselman's coached 11 games in his career in the NCAA tournament, only lost once by more than 9 points.
I love that stat, Gabe. That's a good one from good old Musselman here with one working arm. You know, he's fun to watch on the sideline there, Gabe. But, yeah, woo, pig, suey for me, buddy. I think that plus this points here.
One working arm.
Double digits? 9.5 with Arkansas? Give me a break. Let's go Musselman and the boys from the SEC. I think the defense keeps them in it, like the over, like Arkansas.
I heard, I'm like, what the hell? The guy for the fugitive.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we'll get to this later. We got to get the picks, but Cam didn't see my tweets. People were howling. There was a little incident in my place last night at about 2:30 a.m. in which I set off. Man, I was cooking some bacon. Drew, you saw the tweets. Yep. You were laughing.
It was great.
I was doing my routine. I was getting ready. I was doing some research and handicapping. And I came. Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I went to 7-Eleven and I was going to get a burrito. And for whatever reason, they said, we're all out. They're being delivered. I was like, son of a. So that's one thing led to another. I end up making a cheese omelet and some bacon at like 2:30 in the morning, Ken. 2 in the morning.
I like that. Nice.
Yeah, but like I'm an idiot. Like Cam has warned me before. Rancy, you can't cook the bacon like crank, right? So I'm doing it. It sounds like a pit. It's popping. It's like, man, you know what I mean? Like. It's just like this going on, and it's kind of smoky and stuff, and then it gets really smoky. Like, I'm gonna be real, I sort of phased out. I was watching Mannix. Next thing I know, I'm like, oh my god, and it's like there's smoke everywhere, right? Then the alarm. So I open up my front door and the balcony to air the place out. Except the alarm goes off. Okay,
of course it
So I think it's just my alarm. So I'm like, so I'm sort of like waving a towel like under the thing. Yeah. I'm like, but it's not stopping. Then the building one starts going off.
Now you're screwed.
So I sit down. So I do what any normal person do when the fire alarm's going off in a condo. I just turn the volume of the TV up. So that's like 2:30 in the morning, and I got the TV on like 100 on max. I'm watching Mannix. There's an alarm going off, and I'm eating an omelet. All right, and I'm just trying to act like everything's normal. I thought, whatever. I just go away in a few minutes. So I'm just eating, going about my business. Then I see the fire trucks, and I hear the fire trucks. There's like 3 of them. And I'm like, what are the chances? I'm like, I set off to smoke, and there's all that. I'm like, it can't be for me. It's just a little smoke in here. Can't be for me. Dude, they're coming from all angles, man. There's literally like 3 trucks running up and stuff. And I'm looking out and I'm thinking, maybe I should evacuate the building. And then I sort of like, it goes on for like 10, 15 minutes and nothing happens. And then out of the blue, boom, 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 my door. Yeah. Bam, bam. And they're like, hey, what the hell's going on in here? And right away the fireman goes, were you cooking bacon? Is this all about bacon? And I said, it was a little smoke, man.
All about bacon.
And a little smoke. And then it led, but the thing is, it led to a big brouhaha because everyone in the condo had to evacuate, right? Because they thought
it was
fire.
Yeah,
the thing is, there's two towers combined. Dude, like, I disturbed like 4,800 people's sleep last night. It was all me. It was all like all the fire trucks, the echoing that went through the city around the water, the noise. And then the best part was the firemen started yelling at everybody for not evacuating. You guys didn't know it wasn't real. You idiots. Last week, we couldn't get people. We had to get people out. We got injured. So then there's like arguments going on in my hall with the fire guys and stuff. The head fire guy was cool, Kev. He came into my place. He closed the door and he goes, listen, let me tell you. He sees my place too. He's sort of like, I got Mannix cranked. It's all smoky. He goes, let me tell you something. He goes, next time you do something like that, he goes, don't open your front door. So he told me, don't open your front door.
Yeah.
Because I said, man, I've had much worse scenes in here, trust me, than this. And he goes, you open the front door. And he goes, the smoke got detected by the main one. He goes, it was just yours. It would have went away. But he goes, since you opened your door. But the thing is, my neighbors all heard him say that to me. So, like, now everyone on my floor knows I'm the one that woke them up at, like, 2 in the morning.
You're the condo pariah. I told you, though, Morenzi, no deep frying.
I'm waiting for the condo letter and they're bitching or something. Yeah. Like,
well, the fire, almost
they
died.
My name, my number, Cam. They were like, who are you anyway?
I told you.
I better not be getting a bill for this.
Bacon? Yeah, here's cooking bacon. Just a quick tip, because you know I got a cooking show. Morenzi, I told you, you got to stop putting it on 10. Like, you got to get the skillet hot, but you got to adjust it, and don't leave the room and stuff. Bacon's one of those things that once it gets that to that smoke level, you're screwed. It doesn't matter.
I'm too impatient to stand in front of the stove.
Oh, you got to, or else your house is going to burn down. My buddy got
I know.
One night, and I remember he almost died. He like was like, he's like deep frying stuff. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's things get crazy at night. Yeah, you can't screw around. Cook bacon.
Yeah, and then this morning.
Yeah,
that's right. I was going to find out this morning. I don't really care about my phone all that much, so I purposely didn't look at my phone. I didn't know where my phone. I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? My phone for like 2 days. Then yesterday, I was like, man, I haven't looked at my cell phone in like 3 days. I look at my phone and there's nothing there. Right? I'm like, well, I don't know. Didn't miss anything really. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm an idiot. My phone has been on airplane mode all week. I clued in today.
Oh, I guess that's why I didn't get my text.
Yes. The only reason like, I realized Fritzy. Today, like, Dan, because I was on ESPN radio as a guest. And I'm waiting for the call. I'm like, where are these guys? They're late calling me. And then my DMs start blowing up on Twitter. Where are you? He said, answer your phone. I'm like, my phone. And then I realize I'm on airplane mode. And then, so I'm on the air with ESPN. And all I hear is in my phone, every backed up text and message came. Doom, 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 doom. I'm doing it. Doom, doom. Yeah, it's quite the day for me. I set a fire and I've been on airplane mode. Never a dull day.
At least you had a red hot Twitter, Gabe. Your Twitter was fun to read today, guys. Go check him out at Sports Rage. Gabe, I'll tell you this. When you're cooking, one thing that could help you, it's helped me in the past. I do it with my phone. If you have like YouTube TV to watch a game on your phone, or just put a TV in your kitchen, it will help you like kind of with the antsiness of like you can't cook that long. Like I guess
that's
like
a good
that
point.
Too, I want to watch the games, sweat out the games. But you could cook and do that, you know, at the same time.
I'm just a psychopath.
Or just don't put help. Just don't put number 10 on bacon and like go to the other room and watch Mannix. Like you got that's another tip. They can burn down the building.
The best, like I said, the trucks. I'm on my balcony cab just watching. I'm like, well. I said, well, it can't be for me. It must be something serious going on. Boom, 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 boom. So I learned my lesson.
Cooking can be dangerous.
Don't open the front door. Yeah, I know. And I'm always like mini bursts too. I'm cooking bacon all the time, Cam. And there's always a flame and stuff. Like, you know, the oil gets on the burner.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Whoa, what are these?
That's why I don't deep fry anymore, Morenzi. I didn't have the proper tools. And the thing, I had a huge fire in my pot. I almost had a heart attack. Like, I had flame going. I flipped out. And I finally had one smart thing I did was throw flour instead of water on it. The guy even told me, if you flew water on it, you'd be dead now. You made the one good decision.
Yeah, well, see, I gotta get some flour. It's another list.
Yeah,
all right. Flour, let's get to the picks. Let's get to the picks.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
What do you got for us? Like, don't cook bacon at 2 a.m. like me. Don't be an idiot. That's the public service announcement. What do you got for us, Drew? What do you like?
Sure, Gabe. And actually, guys, a sleeper Thursday night of sports. Good night to be sports better here. We got two soccer games. We got the Sweet 16 starting. And the first game up here, it's Arkansas and Gonzaga. We get back-to-back, by the way, guys. So it's like the 7 o'clock Eastern and then the 9 o'clock Eastern. So hopefully you have two TVs out there. I like Arkansas here, Gabe. I really do. I think the Razorbacks, you know, +9.5. You could even get them +10 if you shop around. I just don't think Gonzaga, you know, double-digit favorite. I think it's a little bit too much here. I mean, depending when you bought on Gonzaga in terms of closing line, opening line, you could have lost 8 of the last 9 games betting on Gonzaga. They've been taxed here, guys. You're having to pay too much to be betting on the Zags, whereas Arkansas, yeah, they've lost a couple of late, but this is still a team that's won 15 of their last 20 games against the spread. We all remember that epic run they were on, 11-1 against the spread. They play really good defense. And to tell you the truth, Gabe, they play the same profile of basketball that Memphis does. You know, very athletic, good defensive team.
Yep.
And that's exactly what gave Gonzaga trouble. That's what's pointing me towards Arkansas. It's also pointing me towards the over with Foul Fest potential here. So, give me the Razorbacks +9.5. That's my best bet tonight, Gabe.
Up to 10, even right now. Okay, Drew, what about the other games? We got Michigan +5. We got the coach coming up. We can keep Drew for a couple more minutes, but we don't have the quad box set up. So we only got a couple more minutes with Drew. What about the Michigan-Nova game, Duke, Texas Tech, Arizona, Houston?
Sure. I can quick hit them. Yeah, coach is big time coming up here. So we got 4.5, 5 now on Villanova. So this number is moving as we're talking. I'll tell you, Gabe, I like Nova. I really do. What, winning 2 of the last 6 national championships? They can play good tournament basketball. I just don't like laying this kind of number, particularly when it's going to be a lower possession game. You know, Villanova is not really going to run. I don't think Michigan is going to want to push them too much either. So I see this as like, hey, maybe like 60, 62 possessions, something like that. And if you're laying 5 with 2 good teams, I really don't like that. And we've seen Michigan, they've rolled. I mean, they're an 11 seed to get here. So, you know, they're playing good basketball. Probably the dog, but even more so, Gabe, I like the under as high as, 136 now. So I think we take this push up and bet it under on Villanova, Michigan. And by the way, you know, my first look when we get to the Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four is sort of towards the under anyway, particularly when one team plays slow tempo basketball. So that's why I would go towards the under. Give me Texas Tech in the later game and probably Houston +2 if you can find it.
Yeah!
Guys.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm on big, those
big Texas Tech at Houston. Drew believes in defense.
Drew, my pitch, man.
I'm here. And speaking of believing in defense, you might not like this one. Costa Rica at home. Watch out. They might nip Canada.
Under 2.5. Draw.
Yeah, draw.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's roll. That was an interesting segment with Drew Martin. Let's bring in a man that wouldn't be caught dead at a Justin Bieber concert, Coach James Young. I know my man wouldn't be going to Bieber shows.
No. I mean, unless I'm taking my daughters. Coach. Unless I'm taking my kids to a Bieber show, and they're like 8 and 6. And they're a little too young for that. We're more of a
– love it.
We're more of JoJo Siwa in this household than Justin Bieber.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. Thank you very much. There used to be the best website ever, man. It literally is laugh. I'll show it to you, Kim. It's laugh out loud funny, man. It's you have bad taste in music, but the guy's a jerk, bro. But it's actually like hilarious. It's like, but like he gets attacked and stuff. He doesn't do it anymore because the cops in LA told him, you got to stop doing this. Like, you can't do this anymore. So he go up to like outside of a concert, people waiting in line to get in and stuff with a megaphone. You have bad taste in music. Right? You know, and he start going off. Warren are nothing but a boy band ripoff. And he, like, he'd have, like, he just ripped them over and over. And he, it made me think he went outside like a NSYNC concert, Backstreet Boys. Oof. And there were, like, adults. And they were like, you know, he was like just coming at him, man. do you know, it was over the top, like the stuff that he would come at him with about liking the artist that they did, except he learned his lesson. He went to a couple of metal shows and people started throwing things at him.
Now you're going to get one in the face. Exactly.
Yeah, he went to like a thrash show and I'm telling you, like, I can't, it's too over the top, but it's a great thing. Like, he got shut down years ago, but it used to be this guy. You have badtasteinmusic.com, hilarious website. And Drew Martin, you're on the list. Coach, let's do this.
I got to be honest. If we had an over-under for Justin Bieber, like, talk this week, like, he wanted, like, I can't believe, like, how this has even happened, Gabe. Like, it needs to end now. I don't want to hear that guy's
stupid jersey. Or, and then he brings him up again just by chance. Oh, I saw him in a stadium in Costa Rica. It's like, God.
Exactly. Enough. We're done. I don't care about his donuts or the jersey. Let's go. College basketball.
Let's go to a guy. Cam's a humble guy, Coach. He doesn't like to tell people the little Andrew Nembhard grew up, a little tyke. Cam was on the playground with him playing keep away. Nembhard was chasing the ball. Cam showed him the fundamentals, how to block out in the paint, how to dribble. Aurora, Ontario's finest, Cam, Andrew Nembhard.
Yep.
So, yeah, Gonzaga, Nembhard coach. I got to tell you, it's one thing, too. I was thinking about Arkansas. And one thing I don't like about Gonzaga is I noticed, Coach, like Holmgren, even Timmy, they're tall dudes. They don't deal well with the press. Big guys aren't good dribblers. Arkansas are like ball hawk, 6'5", 6'6", 6'4", type of dudes. They're going to come in flying, man. And they're going to be like perfect level for steals and stuff. But I got to tell you, they only turned the ball over five times against Memphis. But yeah, just as far as Nembhard is concerned tonight, guys, he's gone over 14.5 in six of his last seven basketball games. The one that he didn't was the opening round game against Georgia State where it didn't matter. So he didn't try it. You know what I mean? They were routing them. That's not a real barometer. Against Memphis, he dropped 23. Against St. Mary's in a West Coast Conference championship game, he dropped 19. Against San Francisco in the semis, he scored 17. Against St. Mary's in the last regular season game of the year, he scored 15. Against San Francisco in the regular season, he scored 17, and he dropped 21 against Santa Clara. 14.5 tonight. I'm not down with Holmgren. I'd even go under with Holmgren. Timmy's a little high at 19.5, Coach. I think Nembhard's the player prop to hit tonight in this game.
I think you're right because I think this game is going to be up and down. I also feel like because Nembhard's going to have the ball a lot in his hands, he may get fouled and get to the foul line and get free throws. And I'm worried about Timmy. I see you guys have it up at 20.5. I think that's just steamed a little bit too high. Could Drew get to it? Yeah, but I wouldn't touch Drew unless it was 18.5. 20.5 is too many points. And I think Holmgren got exposed a little bit. So if I'm looking at guys tonight to take, I'm looking at Nembhard at 14.5, and I'm looking at JT Notae at 18.5. Got to remember, this game is going to get up and down the floor. So the way I look at it is, you look at Nembhard, you look at Notae, and then I would be looking square at the over 154.5. I know it seems like a big number, but the way these two teams get up and down the floor, I could see this game being played in the 80s by both teams.
Got to like the over then. I like the over. I don't know about you, Cam. I'm pulling the trigger on the over. And another player prop here, Jalen Williams. You know, we play Jalen Williams a lot over the year with Arkansas. He's their big guy. He's their rebounder. He's not really, you know, he's not 7'4 or anything like the kid on Purdue, but he's 6'9". He's the kid that crashes the glass. He had 15 boards against the Aggies in the last game against New Mexico State. And yeah, you got some big men here, but you mentioned it, Coach. This kid Williams can scrap for balls. So he's going to scrap for balls here. And there's going to be a lot of shots in this game. He's going to get opportunities, not to mention even miss free throws, Coach, the back ends. I like the Williams over 9.5. I like Nembhard more, 14.5 points. So point guard for Gonzaga over 14.5 points. And then a power forward for the Hogs over 9.5 rebounds. I already have Gonzaga and a money line parlay to close it out, and I hate playing both sides of games, but I think this plays a little under the 10 points, Cam. I got Gonzaga winning this game by 7 or 8 points. I do think it goes over the number. What's your pick, Kim?
Yeah, I think we can do two things with this game. If you want to put Gonzaga in a money line parlay, but that's excessive points, you can find a healthy middle there. I would not be shocked, though, if they take these guys right down to the wire. And you brought up a great point at the start of the broadcast. People waiting. Well, when's Gonzaga going to figure it out? When are they going to? Well, you've watched their games. They're having problems with a lot of teams right now. Memphis, if they were a little more under control, they could have won that game. I understand Gonzaga. They came back. They got things done. But Arkansas, they're very athletic. I don't know. It seems like a lot of points. People are just thinking Gonzaga's going to roll these guys out of the gym. It's not my favorite game. As I said, I like the night card. But yes, Arkansas at plus 10 will be a small play.
Well, one more thing, guys. You guys got to make sure you understand. Eric Musselman has been around the block. Like, don't think that this guy is some chump. He's coached in the NBA. His dad was a hell of a coach for a long time. He is not going to be too scared for the moment, and he is going to have this team ready. I think part of the reason why Memphis lost, I hate to say it, is the inexperience of Penny Hardaway to get them under control. I think Arkansas will be under control. I do think Gonzaga wins. I just think when you get to the Sweet 16 and you're laying 10, you got to be begging for taking the underdog. And maybe it's a sucker play for me, but I do not see Gonzaga winning this game by double digits. I think it comes down to the last 2 minutes, last minute, if you ask me. And then it's a foul fest down the stretch. That's the other reason why I like the over as well.
And, Coach, I brought it up earlier off the top of the program. You talked about Musselman. Musselman's a great coach. He's used to dealing with NBA talent. He's been in the NBA. He's going to have a game plan to know how to slow down the Gonzaga players. It's up to his players to make shots. They got to shoot the three ball better, right? They beat New Mexico State because they were better athletes than they were. They didn't shoot the ball very well in that game. For them to win and really hang around, if they're hitting threes, they're really in this thing. But I think they match up well athletically and competitively wise, stylistically. I think the smaller Arkansas players could cause them some problems too with their quickness. I brought it up earlier, Coach. Musselman has coached in 11 NCAA tournament games before. He's only lost once by more than 9 points.
Listen, he knows what to do, man. He's been there for a long time. He's got an experienced staff. They know how to get it done. I just think sometimes you get to a point where the odds makers and the bookmakers just fall in love with teams because of the name. And they're looking at Gonzaga at the name, and that is what's driving this, along with the betting public taking Gonzaga because it's Gonzaga. And honestly, unless you follow basketball, you don't hear a lot about Arkansas, but they've had a hell of a year. They've had some good wins. They're in probably, you would bet, I know they haven't had, you know, the best NCAA tournament, the SEC, but you could argue that the SEC top to bottom is the hardest league to play in. So they're not going to be scared of the moment of playing a team that is pretty good, and I think they take him out. I think they have a chance to take him out. I'll say this. I would not be stunned. Would not be stunned if they won this game tonight. I really wouldn't. I think Gonzaga wins it. I think they're a better team, and they should pull it out. But I'm not walking there thinking that Arkansas is some slouch that's going to get blown out tonight.
I hope you share the enthusiasm that you'll think the next underdog is going to win the game too. In Michigan and Villanova, but as far as, how about this? And Cam, here's the trend. You could say, I don't like it, but if you like Arkansas, you'll like it. Eric Musselman, 15-1 straight up, 14-1-1 against the spread in his college head coaching career versus 875 or greater win percentage foes when his team is coming off a win of 5 points or more.
Oh, that's
basically, I understood. Yeah, the first part, then it just kept on going on, kind of. But it basically, it's saying this guy covers against great competition. That's what the line should say. Yeah,
His team's coming off a win of five or more points.
See, yes.
Yeah, we can get a little deeper, Coach, if you want, with some of these. For me, it's about matchups right now. I mean, all this trends, this and trend. Like a good example is guys, Duke. Coach, this is amazing. Coach Krzyzewski has never won an NCAA tournament game in the Pacific time zone before. 0-5 on the West Coast. He's never won. 0-5. Where are they playing tonight? San Francisco. Does that matter?
Excellent. I like that trend.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Because he likes that. You're like, yes, that matters. Yes.
Yeah, other trends, I'm like, yeah, BYU, stick it up your pot. Yeah,
if you didn't like Texas Tech, you'd say that means nothing. You'd be like, that doesn't mean anything.
Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. It probably doesn't.
Paulo Banchero wasn't alive in 1984 when Duke and Coach K lost on the West Coast, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. That trend means nothing. Like, it's just, but it sounds good.
I'm just saying, Coach K's been around for 47 years, and he is 0-5 in the Pacific time zone in the NCAA tournament, Coach.
No, only five times? Weird.
That means they've been taking care of him.
They put him in, normally plays the bracket in Charlotte, you know?
Preferential places. Where does Duke like to go? Not the West Coast. Yeah, keep him close to home. That's good.
Remember Duke even asked, can you put us in Chicago? Coach K is from there. That'd be nice. I like that they were like, no, that's not happening.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm going Nembhard over 14.5 points. Arkansas plus the points. And the game to go over the number. I'm not getting crazy. There's three plays. And I already have Gonzaga to close out a money line parlay. And I will jump in on some in-game action here. So Nembhard over 14.5. Guys, like I said, man, 6-1 to the over in the last seven games. The one game was against Georgia State that didn't matter in the first game of the NCAA tournament. This kid's going to bring it. He's going to take it to the rack. He's going to get to the free throw line. And, that's right. Let's take a little play, smaller play on Jalen Williams, Arkansas power forward, over 9.5 rebounds. Coach, we got Villanova and Michigan. And this one's actually had a little bit of line movement. Michigan were 5, Cam. It's at 4.5. We've lost a half point here on this.
Exactly.
Let's get ready. We're gonna get a break on the other side. We'll get to this. We'll get a couple of 7 o'clock hockey picks from Cam. Coach's gonna hang around with us. We'll get back to the Gonzaga game. Sharapan's gonna join us, and then we'll get into the Michigan and Villanova game. As I stated, Villanova's down to 4.5 right now. The total has gone up a half a point, up to 135.5 from the 135. Juwan Howard is 11-5 in his career straight up against teams with a winning percentage of .800, better than 11-4-1 against the spread.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, countdown to tip-off is on. It's getting real. Go Blue. Let's do this thing. But we got the JV game first coming up here in Gonzaga and Arkansas. Maybe Gonzaga better than a JV team. Let's hope they're not too good. I'm looking in the middle of this game. So we're going with the game tips off at 7:09. So we still got time, but you want to get it in. Andrew Nembhard, point guard over 14.5 for the Zags. Jalen Williams over 9.5 Arkansas point power forward rebounds. Let's go Arkansas plus the 10 spot and over 155. Cam, busy night on the ice tonight. What's going on at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm not taking a lot, Gabe. It's actually a lot of dangerous waters, like in Costa Rica, a lot of crocodiles lingering, big favorites on the road, teams
dangerous
that are already
crocs.
In playoff position. It's a very dangerous. Don't go for a shower. The croc is going to get you. Don't bathe in the lake. Here's the deal. I like a parlay. I'm actually going to do a cross-promotion parlay. Toronto Raptors, who my boy Vince is going to the game tonight, parlayed with Carolina. And that becomes even money. I think maybe even a little plus money there. So that's what I'm doing. Do mixed sport parlay there. I also am taking Arkansas plus the 10. I'm going to ride your Nembhard pick. And, Coach, who'd you give me? JD Note over 18.5. I agree with you. I think if Arkansas is going to go off in a high-scoring game, he's going to get like 24, 25. Those are my early plays, Marenzi. Lots of hockey later. Don't like the early card.
I'll tell you right now, Cam. Contrarian play here. Carolina Hurricanes coming off that big win against the Lightning. Give me the Dallas Stars plus 1.5.
Whoa! Carolina. Oh, it sounds like my type of play when I'm betting the Devils against
Rangers. I'm not saying money line.
You're going crazy. Yeah. It's
scary. How about the Panthers not beat the Habs, but I'm going to pass.
See, this Lightning, is the thing. Bruins, I want to take tough. The Panthers. Like, can't you just see the Habs winning? Like, Allen's actually playing well lately.
The Habs are a weird team, bro. They're unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know.
Trust me. They could just. I agree. Like, you're going to put Florida in every parlay and you're going to be.
One thing about Montreal, those fans are for real, bro. Like, the team sucks. They're sold out. They're cheering like it's a playoff.
I know.
Like, they're really
into
it.
That's the thing.
It's like,
they're still trying.
They're like, hey, go, Habs, go. It's like, it's real. Like, it's like, wow. These people love this team, man. Like, they're in. You know what, though? They're buying hardcore into the future draft picks and stuff. They've accepted it.
Yep.